Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of E-commerce AI, The Revenue Revolution. Today, we're joined by Nicole Kiernan, the Senior Manager of Partnerships and Events at Pimberly. She's also a marketing leader with a track record of driving brand growth and engagement through strategic, data-driven initiatives. Nicole brings years of experience in B2B marketing, digital strategy, and customer engagement, helping brands connect with their audience in meaningful ways. She's joining our CEO, Dr. Ari Khan, for another engaging conversation. So without waiting any longer, I'm going to let you two take it away.
Thanks, Kristen. Nicole, great to see you again.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Pimberly is, I think, one of the go-to product information management systems for a lot of our customers that, it's a really straightforward way for them to manage all their information and then connect through HawkSearch and our other technology to get it out to the end customers. What are some of the challenges that you see in the market with managing product information, and what are your customers' needs?
Yeah. So I would say the biggest thing is kind of just getting crappy data. So we have a lot of customers who are B2B, about 60% of our customer base is actually B2B. And what we find for, you know, our distributors especially, they're getting a lot of crappy data in from various vendors. So what we try to do is just automate finding that data that they're maybe missing. We do that by using some AI technology we can discuss a little bit later. We also have a vendor portal, which is like a light version of Pimberly for all of our customers that have. So their suppliers can provide information as well. Because as you know, if you're getting crappy data in the PIM, you're going to get crappy data going out to platforms such as yourself. So we try to do the best that we can to fill in those missing gaps.
You know, it's really interesting. I keep on hearing the same thing. We met with the company DSS the other day, who's all about, you're familiar with DSS, normalizing and standardizing data for distributors. And this is a big problem, but it's also a place where Pimberly's AI technologies, for example, can make a huge difference. People just can't find a product if it's not properly described in the PIM, or the image is wrong, or it's blank, or whatever. What are some of the techniques that you use to solve that problem?
Yeah. So we have what we call Pimberly AI. So we have a few different kind of AI modules that our customers can use. One, what we call image AI. So what that does is if you have an image of your product that we have in our DAM, but you're missing a ton of information, or you don't have the attributes you're looking for, even the size, the coloring, what we can do is we can use image recognition to pull attributes from the image. So that way, everything is just automated for our customers. We really just try to make sure that they're getting time to speed to market faster. So instead of having somebody kind of there manually looking for this information, we can just pull that using AI. From there, we have what's called copy AI as well, which is creating marketing descriptions based on a prompt using all the information you have already in the PIM. What we can do is we can take those attributes, you write a prompt, you say, you know, how many character count you want, what kind of maybe tone of voice that you would like, and we spit out for you ready to go marketing descriptions as well.
Wow, that's amazing. Even the tone of voice, huh?
Yeah. Yep. We give you a readability score. You can top and tail it, or you can leave it as is. And you can have multiple as well. So if you're selling on Amazon, or you're selling to your customer base directly, you can have different tones of voice for each of your kind of end user as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, right? I mean, if you've got, for example, Hewlett-Packard is a customer of ours, and they might have teenage gamers looking for mouses that would have one tone of voice. And then you might have, you know, a business procurement center that's also buying mouses, for instance. Very different tone, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I want Shakespearean English, please.
I don't think we've seen that one yet, but we are a British company. We're headquartered in the UK. So that's actually, well, maybe we'll put that on the back burner.
We could test it with Pimberly and create the product catalog like that.
Yes.
What is the typical customer size for Pimberly, and how many products might be in the PIM?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it really does vary. We have some customers that have a couple thousand SKUs, and we have customers all the way up to about 10 million is our largest So what we, the way that we kind of see our customers is based on the SKUs that we're managing for them. So we see really anyone with about 10,000 SKUs or more, they'll get value out of Pimberly. But of course, we have some customers on the lower end of that, and it really has to do with the complexity of their data. So the one thing that kind of makes Pimberly stand out, and if someone asked me, like, what's a key differentiator for Pimberly, like, one word that comes to mind is complexity. We were built to be a PIM that can hold various parent-child relationships and data structures that we're just not seeing other PIMs being able to do. So if we have a customer that doesn't really maybe have that many SKUs per se, but there's a ton of variation, which you'll see a lot in B2B. So when you have things like door hinges and handles and just things like that, and there's so much variation, we tend to do really, really well. And we see a lot of our customers seeing success with Pimberly for those reasons.
Yeah. The your AI systems, are they able to populate the different attributes, or is it the product description that they're just populating?
Both. Yeah, we can do the attributes as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And what about unit of conversion? If someone, for instance, has got measurements in metric versus English units.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something really common that we see, especially, we have tons of customers that sell abroad, from where they are. And yeah, we can do that automatically. We have a really powerful workflow engine that sits behind Pimberly that lets us kind of do all of that. So really just trying to make everything easier for our customers. As much as we can automate for them is what we really try to do. So when they're being onboarded, we set up those kind of scoping calls and figure out where are the pain points that they're facing, what do they need done. And we get that set up for them and then just kind of let it run.
Excellent. Well, it's garbage in, garbage out. If the underlying data set that describes your product catalog is incomplete or incorrect, customers are never going to find what they want to buy, and they're going to go to your competitors, right?
Exactly. Yep. So we run and eliminate as much as possible.
Perfect. And then when HawkSearch is integrating with Pimberly, what we're often looking at is a way to simplify the interface for the buyers to understand natural language, provide a level of conversion and image search above and beyond what Pimberly is providing, but most importantly, allowing the merchandisers to influence what the actual search results are going to be. If certain products need to be promoted more frequently because of excess in inventory and so forth, that's sort of where the two businesses come together and complete that product sale for our customers.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, why our platforms really do complement each other really well. Why I've been a happy, very excited partner of HawkSearch for about 2 years now, and seeing a lot of customer kind of success between the both of us. So yeah, it's been great.
Awesome. So the entree into the U.S. market is relatively newer for Pimberly. Obviously, you guys have been around for a while and you've had U.S. customers, but what areas in the U.S. are you seeing the most traction with?
So right now, really, B2B market. So any, distributors, manufacturers, we're seeing a big uptick in. And those kind of, if you will, like unsexy products and businesses, like electrical distribution and plumbing supplies. You have a few customers now in there in that space. And furniture as well. From my understanding, the furniture business has been a little bit archaic when it comes to their technology and a little slow to adopt some new tech. So we're seeing a few more furniture companies come along as well.
Yeah, the stodgier businesses, the electrical distributors and so forth, who have very complicated business processes and product catalogs, but have been laggards in terms of digitizing and bringing this online, I think now are trying to leapfrog a lot of intermediate technologies that the rest of the world has sort of ironed out along the way, and are coming to market really this year in 2025. And things like the ability to clean up their product catalog with AI rather than hiring an army of interns to like manually sift through a catalog is necessary for them to actually accomplish this this digitization, so to speak, of their whole sales process.
Yeah, it's been kind of surprising to see how many you know, billion-dollar, you know, distributors and manufacturers are still managing their products on various spreadsheets. So it's great to see that they're using technology, but it's been a little shocking, I think, to see how many are still doing it that way.
I think it's really going to hit their bottom line in a great way, because a lot of them have had humans completing a lot of sales processes where even faxes of orders would come through, and the person was sophisticated enough to fill in the gaps if something was missing and to help the customer find the process. But today's generation, the people that were comfortable with the fax machine are retiring, and the next troop is like, they don't know what a fax machine is, and they don't want to talk to a human being. They want to just type it in, have Pemberley find the right product in the first place, and move on and do other stuff. And it's going to reduce the staffing requirements for the B2B distributors on the back end. It's going to increase sales velocity for them. Instead of like human delays to complete an order, it'll be all done transactionally online. But none of that will work if you don't have clean data in the first place.
Yeah, and I think you touched on a good point, the human aspect of it. And that goes across the board for all different departments. If you have a marketing department, you have someone, you know, an entry level, marketing coordinator or somebody just sitting there and just having to rename files because Amazon wants a file, you know, type in this naming convention, and for your, you know, direct to consumer site, it's something else. Your distributors want something else. Instead of having someone just sitting there all day, kind of just doing the same thing, that really just kind of brings down their morale, and it's not really what they want to do. Having that automated, I think, is huge. So then they could free up their time to do more of what they would like to do and be more creative. So I think the human aspect, not only for like looking for human error, but just having happier employees that they're not staring at a spreadsheet all day long doing the same thing over and over again, I think is huge.
I think so too. One of the more sophisticated needs that we've seen recently is where distributors, customers will have their own internal SKU. So let's say that you're, you know, whatever. Yeah. So you got these internal SKUs, and as a consequence, they want to use their own SKU rather than the distributor's SKU for the purchase. And that translation can become kind of complicated. Have you seen that with any of your customers?
I don't know, but from what I do understand in Pemberley, you can have something similar to that. But as long as there's a unique identifier for that product, then we can kind of categorize it and make sure that that product can be found. I'm not 100% sure. I think so.
Yeah. I think that you'll start seeing that more and more. And I can imagine a couple of ways to implement that with Pemberley. I mean, just have, you know, an alternate attribute for different customers, for example, or a translation table. Pemberley supports all of that. But something that we've seen a couple of customers look for recently. And I expect that more and more often we're going to want people are going to want to shop with their own. So what's coming down the pipe in the Pemberley world from an AI perspective? What are some of the exciting stuff we're going to be seeing?
Yeah, so what we're looking to do, so we also have an integrated DAM as well, so a digital asset manager. And what we're looking to do is enhance our DAM, but also when we rely on AI. So just say you have a like a flat image of like a bed. So you're a furniture company, you have a flat image of a bed, and you want to use AI to get that bed set into a room. So instead of having to do these kind of lifestyle shots using a photographer in a studio and outsourcing that, we're just creating prompts in Pemberley to say, we want this image in a bedroom that has blue walls and a window and natural lighting. And then we're going to spit out for you an AI image with your product embedded in that image.
Wow. Yeah. That's huge. I mean, the reality is that a lot of people are inundated in the industry that they're in. And as a consequence, abstract thinking and the ability to imagine a product in another environment just becomes a challenge because they're so, you know, embedded in what they're doing. And when you can take that product and put it in the particular environment, if it's a chair and have it in an office setting for an office customer as opposed to in a residential setting for a residential buyer, that can make the difference between them realizing that, yes, this is the chair that I want, and I'll make the purchase.
Yep. So that's, yeah, exactly. So that's what we're looking to do. I know that's in the works right now. So I'm really excited for that.
That's extreme personalization. I'm excited about that, right?
Yeah.
Different personas. And with Hawk Search, we actually, every visitor will end up in a different persona, and your prompting could then become customized for that individual persona so that the images are, you know, just like changing the tone of voice to be, you know, customized to that persona, mm-hmm. changing the actual setting of the product would be customized. That's the full experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can do that for, you know, locations as well. So if you're selling products in, you know, North America and the US, you might want to have someone, you know, New York background, and then you're selling in London and you're going to have the London imagery. So we can use it, you know, that way as well. So there's so many different ways to kind of use this technology. So I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think that you're going to drive a lot of business for your customers with those capabilities. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. So any big announcements or wins lately in the Pemberley world?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, so we're really having a really strong first quarter, which is great to see. We're bringing on a new customer. It's a little bit different for us, actually. So they're actually in the hospitality space, which typically is maybe not one that you would think would need a PIM. But what this company does is they have individual travel agents who book luxury vacations for their customers. So they're using the PIM to kind of store the excursions and the hotels. And then each one of the travel agents has their own kind of instance, if you will, within Pemberley to use. So it's kind of different. And I'm really excited to see how that goes, because for me, since I've been at Pemberley, it's really been about physical products. And this is something that's necessarily not a physical product. So kind of see how this use case turns out, if we can replicate that for others. So that I'm really excited about.
That is really interesting. And I think that because Pemberley is able to handle the more sophisticated product catalogs with
yes.
more complicated interrelationships between the products, it's really the perfect fit for that, because whatever the zip lining tour doesn't make a lot of sense in whatever Germany, but in Costa Rica, yeah, okay, that one actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just a kind of different way to look at what a product is. I'm really hoping that, you know, we can do more of that, right? Like do more that doesn't need to be a physical product necessarily. It could be more of an experience or something that's just completely digital as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can even imagine custom bundling and kitting with those same types of capabilities to create
right.
that whole
package. Yes. Just like we do, you know, within Pemberley, if you have a product and we have a category for upsell and cross sell and bundles and kits. And yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. Can we take this location, this hotel, these excursions and bundle it all for, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith's honeymoon vacation that they're looking to do? So it's exactly that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I think that the Hawk Search and Pemberley partnership has a really bright future together. Mm-hmm. Having this level of sophistication and completeness in the product catalog and the ability to present that catalog in a meaningful way and simplify the search experience together. This is chocolate and peanut butter, and we're going to kill it.
Oh, my favorite combination. So yes.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm jumping in here. This was another great conversation. Nicole, can you tell our listeners and viewers where they can find you and connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, if you're interested in Pemberley, looking to maybe learn a little bit more about our platform, you can go right onto our website. So pemberley.com, you can schedule a demo there. If you'd like to meet with me personally on LinkedIn, it's just Nicole Kiernan. So thank you so much for having me here. And I hope some of this resonated with your audience, and, you know, looking forward to doing some more great things together this year.
Thank you everybody for tuning in again for another episode, and we will see you all next time. Bye.